the contrast between grumbling and rejoicing stood out to me in these two familiar parables of Jesus. The religious leaders are grumbling because Jesus is hanging out too much with sinners. He welcomes and eats with them, hallmarks of hospitality and inclusion. Rather than focus on why these two parables, or why these religious leaders were so upset with Jesus, why these good church folks were upset with him, I noticed that the grumbling is soon eclipsed by rejoicing.
There is rejoicing by the shepherd because the one sheep is restored to the community of the other sheep. He calls a party of his friends to share in his joy. And in the second parable, the poor woman who has just a few coins and loses one, when finally she finds it, calls her friends and perhaps spends a number of her other coins in order to prepare a party fitting to celebrate with her family and friends the coin that was lost and found.
Let's ask, what did Jesus want us to learn from these parables? A few things. That no one of us is beyond the reach of God's love and grace. All are invited to the table and into Christ's beloved body. No one is lost so much that they cannot be found. God, who creates us for community, who creates us for belonging, as we heard in the call to worship, will not be denied until all the beloved are welcomed home.
Today, we are all at the table with Jesus in the community of Perkasie Mennonite Church. We rejoice in the good news that while we are both lost and found, sinners and saints, we are with Jesus always, and Jesus stays with us.
To God, we are not expendable as individuals or as a community of faith. We are all of great worth, worth celebrating, worth rejoicing over. And how can we live into these stories in such a way that we engage this story as our own story? That's so counter to a culture in which things are disposable. Use them for a while and then discard them when they're no longer of use to us. We do that with things, we do that with people. What we are doing now, I think, is one way. By remembering that we are called to community. We are called into membership. We are called to remember that we are at the table with Jesus, and we commit ourselves anew to him and to each other. And we rejoice and welcome all, even though we sometimes grumble, we rejoice.
It is with joy that we today receive four of you as members of Perkasie Mennonite Church. And while you have all made wonderful contributions to Perkasie Mennonite over the years, today we officially celebrate your commitment to this body. Lydia Raymer Hunter brings her church letter from Pittsburgh Mennonite Church. Ben and Trina Stutzman's letters are transferred from Blooming Glen Mennonite Church. And we receive Paul Kemmerer upon his confession of faith. So at this time, we invite the four of you, and Lydia, also your children, to come forward as we hear your stories of faith and life that have led you to this place today.
Come join us and sit up on the front pew here, please.